ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Newbie Series Season 2, Lesson 21.
日本語道場.
Singing to your own Japanese music.
Peter here.
Naomi です.
Okay, we're back. Naomi-sensei, how far, where are we in the series? What's going on here?
Last time we had a birthday party for Fabrizio-san. 今日は they're at the office.
Alright, and we're going to be talking about what?
今日はね、音楽.
Music.
I love that kanji though.
Really?
Yeah. Sound fun.Enjoying the sound.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. But it's such a big difference. I mean, to listen to music in the office, it's so nice, right?
Hi. Relaxed atmosphere.
Definitely. Now, today, who is the conversation between?
Kim Mion-san and Nishimoto Shu-san.
Okay. And there are two colleagues. So what kind of Japanese is it?
Polite Japanese.
And where does the conversation take place?
Tabun, office, or could be on the street.
So maybe they've both just arrived at the office.
Tabun, そうですね。
All right. So with that said, let's take a look at what's going on with this conversation. Here we go.
Shu-san, おはようございます。おはようございます。
ああ、おはよう、ミヨンちゃん。
iPod ですか?
はい、ミヨンちゃんは音楽を聴きますか?
はい、R&B を聴きます。
え、R&B を聴きますか?本当ですか?あ、今日の夜、暇ですか?
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
シュウさん、おはようございます。おはようございます。
ああ、おはよう、ミヨンちゃん。
iPod ですか?
はい、ミヨンちゃんは、音楽を聴きますか?
はい。R&B を聴きます。
え ?R&B を聴きますか?本当ですか?今日の夜、暇ですか?
次は、英語が入ります。
Shu san, ohayou gozaimasu.
Good morning, Shu.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
Good morning.
Ah, ohayou, Mion-chan.
Oh, good morning, Mion.
iPod desu ka?
Is that an iPod?
Hai, Mion-chan wa ongaku o kikimasu ka?
Yeah, do you listen to music, Mion?
Hai, R&B o kikimasu.
Yes, I listen to R&B.
え ?R&B を聞きますか?本当ですか?あ、今日の夜、暇ですか?
You listen to R&B? Really? Are you free tonight?
Naomi-sensei, 音楽を聞きますか? Do you listen to music?
はい、音楽を聞きます。ポップを聞きます。ピーターさんはどんな音楽を聞きますか?
What kind of music do I listen to?
聞きます?
最近, I don't really listen to music recently.
You're too busy.
Yeah, I listen to podcast.
そうですね。
Can we go over the pronunciation for that? Podcast.
Podcast. Marky-san wa, I heard Marky is really into music, right?
That's right. Marky's a DJ.
どんな音楽を?
House.
ハウスミュージック?
Uh-huh.
ああ、マーキーさんはハウスミュージックを聞きますか?
So, what kind of music do you listen to?
皆さんは
どんな音楽を聴きますか?
Be sure to stop by and leave us a post.
お願いします。
Okay, let's take a look at the vocab.
R&B.
R&B.
R&B. R&B.
Rising on the second syllable, the long A, falling on the last syllable.
R&B.
Next.
音楽
Music. So...High, low on N and stays low.
音楽
Next we have?
聞きます
The present polite form of the verb 聞く to listen.
聞きます聞きます
Rising on the second syllable 聞 falling on the last syllable 聞
聞きます
Next?
夜
Evening, night.
夜夜
Starts high, ends low.
夜
Next?
暇
Free time.
暇暇
Starts low, ends high.
暇
Next.
iPod.
iPod.
iPod. iPod.
Rises on the second syllable. E falls on the last syllable. Do.
iPod.
Naomi-sensei, let's have a look at the usage for some of the words. The first word we'll look at is...
夜
Night.
今日 is today. 夜 is night or evening. So, 今日の夜 would be?
Tonight. Literally, today's night. Tonight.
じゃあ、明日 is tomorrow. So, 明日の夜
Tomorrow night.
そうです。
Can you give us an example sentence, please?
明日の夜はパーティーです。
Tomorrow night, there's a party. Now, Naomi-sensei, anything else to add about this?
Morning is 朝. 今日の朝 means
this morning.
Afternoon is 昼. 今日の昼.
This afternoon.
Evening is 晩. 今日の晩.
This evening.
夜 is night. So 今日の夜.
Tonight.
そうですね. And they're covered in a PDF. So please check our PDF.
Really interesting. 今日の. So...We translate that as this, like, but it's literally today's morning, today's afternoon, today's evening, today's night.
そうです。And instead of today, you can put 月曜日の朝
Monday morning.
I hate that though. 月曜日の朝 I really do hate.
勉強になりました。What else do we have? What are we on to? What's next?
暇
Free.
It's not like free, freedom's free.It's free, as in free time.
And you know what's funny? When you said hima, that alone actually is enough to ask somebody if they're free.
そうですね。暇ですか?
Yeah, this is the shortened version. It's a casual form of, are you free?
暇?
暇?
うん、暇暇。
So with that exchange there, are you free? Yeah, I'm free. 暇?
うん、暇、暇暇。
Free. So I asked, are you free?And Naomi-sensei responded, yes, I'm free. But yes, again, this、I'm、is、free. The casual, casual form.
Hi. So polite would be, 暇ですか?
Are you free? And of course, the subject is missing here. Literally, we have, free are? Question mark. So the subject isn't there. It's, of course, inferred. Are you free? So what's the opposite of 暇?
忙しい.
Busy. So if I asked you, 暇ですか?
忙しいです.
I'm busy.Not free.
And you can put time expression in front of 暇 and ask like, 今暇ですか?
Are you free now?
今日の夜暇ですか?
Are you free tonight?
金曜日の夜暇ですか?
Are you free Friday night? That's the big question. So if you're free, you can say?
はい暇です。
Yes, I'm free. And again, you'll notice in the question and the answer, the subject is not said. It's inferred. はい暇です. Yes, free am. Yes, I'm free. That I is inferred. In the question, we had the time expression. 今, now. 暇ですか? Now, free, are. But the word for you is omitted because it's inferred. All right.
ピーターさん、暇ですか?
ちょっと忙しいです. I'm a little busy. ちょっと忙しいです. So, a little bit busy. Am. Again, the subject is not expressed in words. It's inferred.
And we've learned ちょっと, right? In our previous lesson.
Yeah. And the best thing is you could use ちょっと only. Ah, ちょっと.
Ah,
yeah, a little.
Yeah, meaning, well, a little something to attend to. Okay, finally, let's take a look at the grammar for this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what are we covering today?
Must form of verbs and sentence structure.
There are several verb forms in Japanese, and today we're going to focus on the must form. The ending must makes the sentence polite, and it is used in polite and formal conversations. Now, the must form is used to represent the non-past polite in Japanese. Now, in Japanese, there is the past and the non-past.
Only two.
So in English, we have the future, present, past.
Complicated.
In Japanese, yes, non-past and past. And this is the polite non-past, kind of incorporating present and future. This is most likely the form you'll come across in textbooks. Okay, let's go back to where this appeared in the conversation. Naomi-sensei, can you repeat that sentence?
R&B を聞きます。
I listen to R&B. Now, let's take a look at this sentence. Let's go back and form the textbook sentence. We would have first...
私
I followed by...
わ
topic marking particle followed by...
R&B
R&B
を
Here we have the object marker. This is the object that's being acted upon. And what is the action in this sentence?
聞きます。
To listen in the non-past polite. So, literally... I, R&B, listen. I listen to R&B. Now, of course, in the sentence, 私は was omitted and inferred, so we just had
R&B を聞きます。
I listen to R&B. Literally, R&B, listen to. But, of course, I listen to R&B. Now, let's take another example. How we say I listen to rock?
私はロックを聞きます。
How about classical music?
クラシックを聞きます。
So the pattern stays the same. The type of music is marked by the object marker.
Oh.
And then followed by the verb.
聞きます。
Okay, again, polite non-past. Now, if we wanted to change this to a question, how could we do this?
Very, very simple. Add ka at the end of the sentence.
Now, in English, when you form a question, you have to rearrange the words.
Do you, does he?
I sense some... An interesting tone there, Naomi-sensei. You don't like the rearranging of the words?
だって難しいんだもん。English is difficult.
But in Japanese, it's much easier because we can just add the sentence ending particle ka and the statement becomes a question. For example, we had I listened to R&B, which was?
R&B を聞きます。
Now, to make it into a question, we just add ka to the end of it.
R&B を聞きますか?
Do you listen to R&B? So first we had, I listen to R&B, which was?
私は R&B を聞きます。
And now the question, do you listen to R&B?
R&B を聞きますか?
Easy as that. Okay, so we have more to cover, but that's going to have to be done inside the PDF. Be sure to stop by, pick up the PDF, inside the PDF detailed write-up of what we covered today. In addition, in the Learning Center, tools to bring everything you learn together. That's going to do it for today.
じゃあまた。
シュウさん、おはようございます。おはようございます。
ああ、おはよう、ミヨンちゃん。
iPod ですか?
はい、ミヨンちゃんは音楽を聴きますか?
はい、R&B を聴きます。
え、R&B を聴きますか?本当ですか?あ、今日の夜、暇ですか?